Week and our text leading into the pastoral prayer, Lord's Day morning, is from 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here we see that one Christian duty, and a Christian duty that also belongs to prayer, is that we are to confess our sins, that a Christian is not just someone who recognizes and is sorry for and turns away from and cry and knows his need of forgiveness from his sins in his heart, but he is also one who does those things with his mouth. If we confess our sins, says the scripture, it is out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. And so hearts that truly acknowledge their sinfulness and guilt before God, when we are before Him, out of such hearts will overflow through such mouths the confession of sins. If this does not occur, then we have good reason to doubt that we are Christians. Because, as Matthew Henry says, actually commenting on the previous verse, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The Christian religion is a religion of sinners, of such as have sinned, and of those who, this side of glory, are those in whom some sin in some measure still dwells. And so the Christian life is a life of continual repentance, humiliation for sin, mortification of sin, and of continual faith in, thankfulness for, and love to the Redeemer. Therefore, also the Christian life is a life of hopeful and joyful expectation of a day of glorious redemption, in which the believer shall not only be fully and finally acquitted, but also his sins abolished forever. So it's not surprising that the apostle here connects the confession of sin with both the forgiveness of sin and the cleansing of sin. Our saving faith lays hold of Christ. Christ who justifies us in forgiveness and sanctifies us in cleansing. And this is exactly what confessing our sin in prayer does. It lays hold of Christ, His justification, His justifying us from the guilt of our sin, His sanctifying us from the presence and filthiness of our sin. Prayer is always a laying hold of God in accordance with His Word. And so we can see from this verse and what it says about Him that He is faithful and just, and what it says about what He does, that He forgives us from our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness, what this part of prayer lays hold of our God for what this part of prayer lays hold of our God. First, if we confess our sins, we are laying hold of the fact that He is faithful and just and that He forgives sin. We lay hold of His faithfulness to all of the promises that He has made concerning the forgiveness of sins. And we lay hold of His justice, which affirms that He has been satisfied in the cross of Jesus Christ, as declared by our Lord's resurrection. One of the ways, then, that we worship the Lord by prayer that glorifies His faithfulness, and justice in the forgiveness of our sins. The type of prayer that does this is prayer that confesses sin. Second, the text says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we also lay hold of His faithfulness to persist with us, to finish that good work that He has begun in us, to bear with and forbear with us. And we lay hold of His justice to give Christ the fullness of what He has earned, that He would be the firstborn among many brethren, who have been conformed to his image. And so the justice of God does not only grant to us forgiveness in Jesus, but it grants to Jesus the guarantee that we shall finally and fully be cleansed from all unrighteousness. And so when we are confessing our sins in prayer, there's a temptation sometimes to grovel, as it were, to be overcome with the shamefulness of our sin. And yes, our sin is shameful, and we should be ashamed of that which is shameful. But as we confess our sins, we ought to be laying hold of the faithfulness of God, the justice of God, the certainty that he forgives sin, the certainty that he cleanses from all unrighteousness. It is an act of worship in which we adore these qualities of God as we lay hold of Christ. It is those who lay hold of Christ who are forgiven and who shall surely be completely cleansed. And thus, those who lay hold of Christ will be ones who confess their sin in prayer. So when that text calls us to prayer, Lord's Day morning, let us remember these things and let us lay hold of God, his faithfulness, his justice, the guarantee of forgiveness to those who are in Christ, and the guarantee of cleansing to those who are in Christ. And let us do so also tonight as we pray.